you know, all energy comes from the sun for the most part. Maybe not nuclear, but everything else, hydro, wind, solar, it all comes from the sun. You know, dinosaurs ate the plants lived off the sun, the dinosaurs became cold, etc. Every time that you take a bite of cereal, then you're taking a bite of sunshine. In a literal sense, well, a metaphorical sense, you're eating sunshine. Welcome to The Empty Bowl, a meditative podcast about cereal. My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm a cereal enthusiast.
And my name is Dan Goubert, and I am a cereal mover and a cereal shaker, in that as I move the cereal box towards my bowl, I make sure to shake it up, because all the good stuff has probably settled to the bottom.
Too true. Folks, if you're not shaking your cereal, I mean, you are giving yourself quite the treat at the end, which we love that, but you're cheating yourself. You really are. So what do we do on this show? Well, we relax and we spend time together and we think about cereal. We talk about cereal, and we'd ask that you allow yourself that these 30 so minutes just to relax and consider cereal. We're going to have some reviews. We've got some questions from you, our beloved listener. And we've got some news, a little bit of everything. A real grab bag. But Dan, why don't you start us out with the latest and greatest from the vanguard of cereal information, from the Empty Bowl news desk.
Well, be careful throwing around loaded words like greatest, because it's been a bit since we've even recorded an episode, and I mean, apologies for that, like, for scheduling reasons, but like, even then, after like over a month of not talking about new cereal news, there's like not a lot of super interesting things happening.
Yeah.
So we've got a pretty tenuous and tepid lineup of line items here. I mean, I'm sure most people will either be asleep or, you know, just more interested in the overall air of the discussion anyway. So I don't think it really matters. But
fair.
The fact that it doesn't get much more exciting than Cookie Crisp baked oat bars just kind of says a lot about where we're at. Granted, I don't necessarily think that's entirely a bad thing, just because, like, have you had any of these General Mills soft baked oat bars?
Yeah, they're not my favorite.
I don't like them.
No, I'm not a big fan of the oat bars. No.
Huh? You're betraying your favorite grain, the oat, in a cereal related context.
Oat knows where it stands with me. Oat doesn't need my charity.
See, to me, these like soft baked oat bars kind of just taste like no bake cookies with the ones that I've had.
Okay.
I've had the Lucky Charms ones, I've had the Cinnamon Toast Crunch ones, and the Cocoa
I don't think I've
ones.
Tried the Lucky Charms ones.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a textural thing for you, then it probably won't change your mind at all. But
yeah,
for me, I love having this like really soft, essentially cookie in the shape of a bar with like these loose oats inside of it. It just kind of gives a nice chew to it that makes me feel like I'm eating like oatmeal cookie dough. And I just think that in the case of Cookie Crisp, really doubling down on that cookie dough based, you know, thing is going to go a long way towards making this feel like a compact square of maybe not freshly made baked goods, but
still,
yeah, I think it'll be very good, like scraping the bowl type of deal, and I'm into it personally.
What's next, Dan?
So next we have Rice Krispies treats with Ghostbusters sprinkles.
Now that makes me feel good.
The Ghostbusters sprinkles in question are green and white sprinkles.
Now I'm seeing them. Kind of looks like in a textbook, like a zoom in on like a bacteria. Kind of looks like that. Has that kind of vibe?
Yeah, that's kind of spectral in a way.
You got Slimer in it here.
It's just, to me, like, What are sprinkles going to add to a Rice Krispies treats, which is already like fundamentally like a sprinkled based organism in terms of overall texture and flavor palette? So,
also, how on earth is this? I mean, I guess I don't know what Ghostbusters colors are. Ghostbusters sprinkles. green and white to not have like red in there? I don't know. Like, that's the whole logo, right?
It's, I would imagine the green is for Slimer and the white is for like the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
It should be, right? Ghostbuster foes sprinkles then. Ghostbuster enemy sprinkles.
Yeah, I mean, like back when they had the Ghostbuster cereal, they had like the little no signs, like the
circle. Oh man, those make me hungry still to see those. I would do anything to eat one of those, man. Ugh.
Yeah, it'd be great if they could make those and turn them into like a cereal bar, but. You know, I mean, do you know? Because I don't know.
I don't know. Now, Dan, I have a lot of real strong feelings about Blue Milk. So tell me what's the deal here?
Yeah, this is where I was really hoping to get your insight as someone who's more Disney experienced than I am. But so this year for Star Wars Day, which, as I would understand, is May 4th, correct?
Correct. May the 4th be with you. You know the.
Yeah. And may the blue milk be with you, because True Moo is dropping Star Wars Blue Milk onto shelves for Star Wars Day. And, you know, I'm trying to look through this article here and see if it's actually, like, flavored. It says, the quote, blue-colored vanilla low-fat milk with other natural flavors in a half-gallon container will be around for the Star Wars Day holiday. It doesn't tell me a lot about what it's going to taste like. So have you had like the blue milk they serve at Disney?
Yes. So I think that is, so this would be very different. I think those drinks there are a blend of frozen coconut and rice milk. Mm. And I think, and then there's like a lot of fruit flavors added to them. So when you drink them, it's a very sort of like, it's a tart, tangy, fruity milk experience.
Tangy milk experience.
Yeah, Dan, it's not my favorite, man. Like, it's not my favorite. My kids always demand to get them when we go, and then you try them, and it's just as vulgar as it ever as it ever was.
Do your kids actually like it, or do they just want to have blue milk?
They just want to have blue milk, and then I end up drinking it because I feel bad. So they do them alcoholic too. If that's your thing, you can have a very challenging alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, like I think I was watching a video about like why blue milk sort of failed like at Disney parks, just because like even in the series of Star Wars they never really like paint it as something that's really exciting and appealing. Yeah. When it does show up,
it's just blue milk. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if this would taste any different just because it is a dairy milk. I mean, like, for me, the no-brainer would be to make it taste like melted Blue Moon ice cream.
Something. That would be anything something. More, anything other than what it actually is. This vanilla, I mean, at least I know what that is, you know? I'm not going to be challenged as much by vanilla Blue Milk.
Okay, but given what you know about the Blue Milk that you've had, if you had to pick a cereal to eat it with, what would you pick?
It would actually probably be really good with something like, like Fruit Loops, a fruitier flavored cereal. Cap'n Crunch, it would probably be pretty good with, kind of bring like a tropical kind of vibe to it. I think that could be really nice. Maybe Crunch Berries, that might get a little too fruity.
What if you were to put it in like a cereal that already changes your milk a different color?
Ooh, and it cancels it out and goes back to white.
Or creates some mysterious new color that human eyes cannot conceive of.
Disappears right in front of you. Just a blur.
A Gaussian blur in your bowl.
Someone please help me perceive this. Now, speaking of Fruit Loops, I'm connecting it to Fruit Loops.
I don't know how.
There was a flavor of birthday cake flavor. Okay. Fruit Loops. That's the best I can do segue-wise.
So, yeah. If you remember recently, the General Mills loaded cereals that came out, they answered the Cocoa Puffs, the Trix, and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch loaded cereals, which were General Mills' latest attempt to create a Crave competitor filled cereal after, you know, a long line of failures in Philo's and their filled bites. See, for me, I thought there was no chance that we'd ever get another loaded cereal, let alone this quickly, but apparently General Mills has already announced birthday cake loaded cereals, or cereal rather. And this is interesting too, because I saw someone else posting about it And they recalled that there was like an earlier promo image that was Cookie Crisp birthday cake loaded cereal. But I guess that must not have went over super well because they stripped Chip the Wolf from the box and are now making it just birthday cake loaded cereal. Can't say I'm super excited just given my tumultuous tenure with birthday cake related cereals. So
they're pretty uniformly disappointing, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this one would go well with blue milk just because you could double down on the vanilla-ness. I mean, because I guess...
It's weird that they're... it's weird that they're not basing this on, like, some other cereal. Like, it's... to rip the Cookie Crisp branding away and just make it, like, birthday cake loaded. If I was looking at that, like, free of context at the store, what on earth are you talking about? Birthday cake loaded? What does that mean?
Oh, my birthday cake is fully loaded? Where can
fully
I download
loaded
it
with all the cakey goodness you crave? I don't know.
Yeah, and because like the loaded cereal line's already about having this like vanilla cream filling,
yeah,
I just don't really know what extra dimension of birthday cake flavored shell would add.
What have we added, you know?
I mean, I guess I can see it being confusing if it's like Cookie Crisp birthday cake loaded and there's no like chocolate chips involved.
Yeah.
Or ostensibly anything related to a cookie at all, like a cookie and a cake. I can see why it'd be confusing, but it does seem like this is...
This feels like it's going to be such a sugar bomb.
A crown, yeah.
Yeah, I just worry this would be so sweet.
Oh man, I never followed up checking out that Live Cereal Rich website. I wonder if that countdown ever ended. Oh, I can't remember what it was. I'll check it out later.
Now, Dan, I'm excited because I got to be honest. I like all the segments of this show, but reviews are always my favorite because I love hearing what you think about the new cereal offerings. And a couple of these I didn't even know existed. So I'm pretty excited to hear some of these reviews this week.
Yeah, so I finally tried the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Iced Coffee that I think was Sam's Club exclusive, maybe Costco. But there's like a corner store near me that just stocks its fridges from Costco and Sam's Club. So I was able to buy a single can of iced coffee without going in on like a whole pallet, which I think is ideal just because this stuff is so sweet. Like so much like a liquefied cinnamon roll. No real relevance to Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavor profile specifically. It's more so just like a really horchata-y, like... milky cinnamon beverage that just has like the faintest traces of any actual coffee flavor, like in the aftertaste. So I don't know, as someone who drinks almost exclusively black coffee, I found it very difficult to drink a lot of this just because it was, again, such a sugar bomb.
It's interesting, isn't it, with the coffee thing, because if you like the coffee flavor, almost every cereal that I've had that has brought in a coffee flavor, it goes so weak with it. Like they're worried about offending. And what's weird to me is you are almost certainly appealing to people who drink coffee, right? So like no one, I can think of very few people who wouldn't drink coffee, but would eat coffee cereal, right? So you obviously are selecting for a group of people that like the flavor, just go for it. You know, just make it coffee flavored.
Yeah, I guess it just seems like there's a sharp continuum of, like, coffee enjoyers, like, people who really just like black coffee for the coffee flavor versus, like, scarcely coffeed frappuccinos, so...
Right.
And I would guess the latter is more likely to buy a sweet breakfast cereal, so I can kind of get it that way, but... Right. I mean, those, like, Latte Special K was the most recent coffee cereal I had, and I would say it probably had the sharpest coffee taste of any coffee cereal... And for that reason, I thought it was really, really good. So, it does seem like something that it's hard to, like, find a universal audience for in that way. And maybe that's why they're scared of it. Or maybe they're just scared that, like, adults will think that there's a bunch of caffeine in it and just never risk buying it in case their kids get into it.
Yeah.
It seems like sort of a loaded issue. A birthday cake loaded issue.
I can see that possibility, though. What's next, Dan?
So a box just showed up on my doorstep yesterday from Ghost Protein. I have no idea how they even got my address. Like, I never gave it to them.
Weird.
So I'm guessing that this is probably, like, this Ghost Protein cereal that just came out is probably, like, a subsidiary of some larger cereal company that already knew about us. And so, you know, they dropped two flavors of Ghost protein cereal. It comes in peanut butter and with marshmallows is the entire name of the other flavor. And you know, much like birthday cake cereals, I feel like I've had a rocky experience with these like protein enriched quote unquote adult cereals.
Right.
Just because in order to make a cereal have a bunch of protein and like, and quote unquote wholesome nutrients and stuff like that, you kind of got to do some really weird things to the texture of it.
Right.
And I think that issue is still quite prominent with this Ghost cereal, just because, you know, speaking about both flavors, there's like this powdery, like sedimentary sheen to it where it just sort of coats your mouth and this sort of like sliminess almost. And the thing especially about these cereals is because they use like a totally different like milk protein sort of base to them. The chew factor is incredibly strange. Like, I think it's like a TikTok.
How do you mean?
It's like a TikTok or something of some guy like dancing at a party, and it's like the party ended an hour ago and he's still here. That's how it feels chewing the cereal, because you have to chew it for so long and you're like, wow, that was a pretty decent mouthfeel. Oh, wait, I'm still chewing this and it's devolving into some sort of proteinous sludge in my mouth, and it's increasingly less enjoyable as I chew through it. So, like, If you're okay to just swallow this half-chewed, maybe you'll be good and for a good treat. I just think texturally it just degrades really bad, and it's again, coats your mouth in an unpleasant way.
Yeah.
Flavor-wise, like the with marshmallows one, it just sort of tasted like a birthday cake cereal. Not necessarily bad, but almost like if milk was the cereal is kind of what it tasted like.
I mean, I think if milk was the cereal?
Yeah, like if the cereal was made out of milk, basically.
I gotcha.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm with you. It's like milk. The milk is coming too strong.
The peanut butter one, I think, had much better flavorful nuance to it. Like, it's a bit salty, it's a bit, like, nicely caramelized. And I think compared to some cereals, like a Magic Spoon, or, you know, what are those other ones that are like that? They all start to blend together. More so than those, I think that these had better structural integrity and were more reminiscent of an actual cereal. And especially in milk, I'm talking about the peanut butter one specifically because I didn't want to try the with marshmallows one with milk. It just felt like too much milk and too many states of matter. But the peanut butter one, I think, did a lot better in milk just because it like would round out some of the like the harsh textural edges and the weird bits of that protein grain base. Although it does, it's kind of like a double-edged spoon in that respect, where the milk makes it taste better, but you don't really want to drink the milk at the end because it's carrying all that sliminess in it.
Ew, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of a struggle to eat this stuff because you have to carefully manage how much you're chewing, how much milk you're using, whether you're drinking it at the end, and it's kind of a mental workout in its own right to eat. I'm seeing on the side of the box here, too, one of the serving suggestions is to eat it as a legend bowl, which is a bowl of this, and then you use a ghost protein shake instead of milk on top of it. And man, I bet you can get super ripped doing that, but at what cost?
At what cost? Did you notice, by the way, the birthday cake loaded image, it's still on my screen. They're using a crown as a bowl. That's extremely short-sighted.
They're living cereal rich. Live cereal rich and die.
I guess, but
hard.
Man, I hope you have a straw or some napkins or something. that's a tough bowl to deal with.
You could grip it pretty easily and sip from it, I would say.
I guess, yeah, but is there a bottom then? Are we assuming?
I have no idea. I'm not living cereal rich enough.
That's true. Dan, I had to read the name of this next one 3 times to get my brain to parse it correctly. Because I just kept reading. Wait, cinnamon to crunch cereal. Yeah, we know cinnamon toast crunch cereal. What does this mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, there's
cinnamon
no toast.
Crunch cereal. You know which one I'm talking about, right?
I don't.
This is the Cap'n Crunch's Cinnamon Crunch that
I tried
to review episodes ago, but they swiped it out of my hands because there was a Salmonella scare at the time.
Oh my gosh, it's back, huh?
Yeah, it's finally back, and I finally
salmonella
got to try it.
Deliciously salmonella free.
And I'm happy to report that it was worth the wait because
it's
a great cereal. Have you had this?
Yeah, I've had this one.
You did
it's
have
really
this
good.
One. I think it's
really good.
Honestly, like, I've eaten so much Cinnamon Toast Crunch over the years that it's kind of like white noise to me. So this is like a fresh face in the cinnamon cereal game. I think like the coconut oiliness of the like the Cap'n Crunch chest pieces plays really well by adding again like that caramelization to the cinnamon flavor and making it a bit more browned and richer in that respect. Compared to something like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which I feel has like more of like a higher level sweetness to it, that's a little bit more one note and doesn't play off of the base grain as nicely, unless you're getting Cinnagram Toast Crunch. So this is kind of like the Cap'n's take on Cinnagram Toast Crunch, almost, right, where it's a great base for a cinnamon flavor to go off of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought this was a really delicious cereal. I mean, I just thought they nailed it.
And with milk, too. I think it's fantastic. I'm just thinking, I mean, I hate to say it, but over time, it's almost like Cinnamon Toast Crunch as a cereal is becoming less relevant to me.
It's hard, right? Because it does. You're seeing the power of that flavoring in other form factors and other kinds of biscuits where you're like, well, I don't know. Maybe the strength of it is just the powder. Maybe they could put the powder in anything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're number one for that long, other innovators have the chance to pass you up. And I think that's what we're seeing.
Man, I wish I had a box of that right now. I gotta score some now that it's back. You know, it's tough, Dan, for a very limited subset of the population. That cereal will always be inextricably tied to the salmonella outbreak.
There's gonna be people who insist it tasted better when there was salmonella in it.
No, man, the old formula. That was the real stuff. Now, okay, Dan, just break it to me quickly. Is Flower Patch Spring Edition Flower Patch Tricks just tricks?
Yes, it is okay. Just tricks.
All right.
It's good. I like tricks.
Oh man, me too.
I just do feel like as a shapes tricks enjoyer, like going back to homogeneity in the texture of my tricks bowl is a little bit of a step back. I mean, it looks nice. It tastes good. It's tricks.
It's tricks. But
it's for kids, so I hear.
How does it look, Dan? Tell me about what are the visuals of this one?
Well, basically, you've got each little flower shape is essentially seven little tiny trick spheres conglomerated into one shape. And you've got a fully orange one, you've got a fully green one, a fully yellow one, a fully purple one, and then strangely enough, the red one has like a yellow one in the middle, whereas the blue one has like a green one in the middle. I don't really know why only those two are multicolored, but I'm only just now noticing it, so it can't be that big of a deal, I guess.
Okay.
It did make me think when I was eating this, just thinking about tricks on a higher level, that like when you really think about it, the big four cereal companies each have sort of their own flagship fruity cereal. And I'm curious, if you had to only eat one for the rest of your life, which would you pick? Would it be General Mills Trix? Would it be Kellogg's Fruit Loops? Would it be Post Fruity Pebbles? Or would it be Quaker's Cap'n Crunch Berries? Whether that's, you know, Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries or Oops All Berries is up to you.
This is pretty easy, actually. It would be it'd be Fruity Pebbles. That would be the one that I would save. I've always loved Fruity Pebbles. To me, it's like, in terms of like the most decadent fruity, like make you feel like a kid again type cereal, it is always going to be number one for me.
You know, I have to go with the Crunch Berries. I think they're just so unique in their fruit presence. But Trix would be like a second runner up just because I really like the citrusy element to it.
Really,
I've just never been like a huge Pebbles guy, I guess. I think that's a textural thing for me too, but
I mean, I will say all three of those are like kind of all time in terms of like a flavor palette, like they're kind of all time. Like you can't really contest any of those. They're all iconic. And lastly, Dan, this one was a bit of a curveball. Tell me about this last item here.
This was kind of just an extra one, just because I went to Aldi to try and find... They had their own take, apparently, on the Reese's Puffs bunnies for Easter, where they did these, like, Aldi brand chocolate peanut butter bunny cereals. But I went, like, a day after Easter, and they had already, like, taken them all off the shelves. So as a consolation prize, me and my friend Kat were there, and she got this Chukur peanuts and cornflakes milk chocolate bar.
Ooh, sounds delicious.
And, you know, this I don't think it's new in any respect, but it is really good, and I just want this to be a passing recommendation because it's pretty, like, salty sweet. Like, it's really heavy on the saltiness. Like,
ooh,
you're not,
I love that.
You're not getting a ton of, like, actual corn flake out of it in terms of, like, corniness. Like, the peanuts definitely dominate the flavor conversation, but I think the added saltiness of the corn flakes goes a long way into making this, you know, quite a nice bar.
It sounds really nice, actually.
Yeah, I'd recommend it. Aldi's crazy. Like, I don't shop there super often, but I'm always wowed by what they can get away with in terms of their, like, generic cereals. Like, they do the closest to copyright infringement with, like, really? Their logos and colors and designs of any store brand I've seen. It's pretty funny.
Now, Dan, I'm really looking forward to this this discussion here. It was a zeet. Is that what we say now? It was an X?
I try not to say it.
I'm trying to say it. This is a question that was posed from by Discontinued Foods at snack_memories. If you could have just one more bowl of any discontinued cereal right now, what would it be? Now, I will say this. My answer to this is probably none, because that would be really sad, right? For me, I didn't know when I was having my last bowl, right? I don't necessarily want to experience the sadness of that, but I'm going to play along because I want to be a good sport. But I, for the record, I'm not sure I would, because that's cruel. It's not bringing a cereal back from the dead. It's giving yourself one last shot at it.
I thought you were going to say I wouldn't want to eat one more bowl of any discontinued cereal because it'd probably be really stale by now.
No, I've seen poor Gabe go down that particular rabbit hole enough times that I have no interest. I once ate a 6-month past its date box of Troll cereal, and it was vulgar. So I don't. No, thank you. Now, there are a lot of different options to this. I mean, I started just, like, freestyling in my head of ones that I, like, really miss.
Well, it's like, so another qualifying question is, like, are you going to go for a discontinued cereal that you've already tried and remember fondly, or one that you never got the chance to try from before your time?
I'm pretty old, Dan, so, like, there have been very few that have escaped my... I don't have, like, a white whale of one that I wish that I could have eaten, except for some in, like, some of the, like, OJs. That Quisp and Quake, like the original ones, I didn't get to try those. That would be cool. And maybe that's how I would use it, like bringing back something like that rather than an old favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a clear answer on this? Do you have like a silver bullet here?
I really, really wish I were old enough to have tried the Kellogg's Cream Crunch cereal.
Mm.
The one that uses, like, freeze-dried ice cream pieces, like, in place of marshmallows.
I don't think I tried that either.
And they had this big, like, anthropomorphized, like, ice cream cone in, like, a business suit that they used to advertise it. It was kind of creepy. And I just really like, astronaut ice cream is super interesting for me. So to be able to try that in a cereal would be super fun. I also like the idea of trying, like, Big Mix.
Oh, yeah.
Crunchy Logs, one of the ones with the crazy mascots like that. You know, I'd love to be able to directly compare the Oat Flour Monster cereals to see if, like, the giant legacy of them really even holds up to how they're remembered. Or otherwise, I mean, Neopets Island Berry Crunch, I say it, like, all the time.
Yeah, I mean, mine's pretty... Smurf Berry Crunch has been well-established here for me.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot that I think about a lot, though, like Graham Chex... was a version
Graham
of
Crackos.
Yeah, any of the Graham ones. Double Chex was great. It was like two different honey sweetened versions of Chex. I would love
it's
to bring
only
back.
Dawning on me the wordplay in Double Chex. Is that intentional?
Oh my gosh, me too, just now. Wow. That is a stunner. God, what else? Crunchy Stars was a cereal that I love that. I've seen that flavor replicated a couple of times since. I would love to have again Spider-Man cereal that was like the 90s one that was like sort of like Crispix type pieces with marshmallows. Oh, so good.
Oh man, Hidden Treasures cereal on the top.
Oh man, that was the first one that popped into my head. Cereals. Absolutely.
because like we have these new filled cereals, but none of them are doing like fruit fillings, and I think that's totally like underrated.
What did we talk about recently that was a filled? I feel like something was like in that.
The only thing I can think of is like the Pop-Tart cereal had.
Those were good.
Like a strawberry filling. Those were good.
I'm surprised those didn't hang around longer.
Man, Orange Cream Pop Crunch, that's another one. Mangoos, any of the orange cereals, I do really want to have again.
Okay, let me ask you this, Dan. Limit it to just cereals that we've talked about on the Empty Bowl. So just since our inception, some however many years ago.
Oh man,
because I think mine is still Pink Donut. Man, I would murder some Pink Donut.
I totally even forgot about that cereal.
I can't that frosted animal cookie flavor.
Oh man,
can't beat it. Hey, they're bringing back the frosted animal cookie blizzard for a limited time at DQ. Bringing it out of the freezer. out of the deep freeze.
I would say maybe the Golden Graham S'mores filled bites, the ones that never really made it outside of test audiences. Those things, man. Those were way too decadent for the common cereal enjoyer, but for me it hit just right as like the perfect dessert cereal. Man, I love on this show when we just get the chance to name old cereals for minutes at a time.
Yeah, there's like it's a lot. I'm trying to think if there's any like all timers. That was definitely one of our like number ones that I would love to bring back. It's just a lot of like HEB limited editions and stuff like that.
Malto Meal French Toasters. Do they still make that one?
I don't know.
No, they don't.
But I've seen French Toasters.
Maybe they do. I don't know. It all starts to blend together in the
bag. Listen, I am like beyond hungry now at this point. So. I have to end the show so I can eat some cereal. I'm gonna try to go procure some honey nut O's. That's the one that I end up like randomly craving the most for some reason. And that one is still extant, although it does feel like one of those if they stopped making it, it would not be the biggest shock to me.
Well, that's the one that they change it. It used to be honey Graham O's, right?
And right. Now it's just honey O's.
So yeah. I do want the old recipe of that back.
God,
as well.
Any Graham. Y'all, it's a Graham dunk.
Teddy Graham cereal. That's one that I never got to try either.
Yeah.
Man.
Try to recreate that once with just Teddy Grahams. It did not hold up well, literally. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate you spending this time with us. Dan, who else do we owe gratitude to?
We'd like to thank Chris Zabriskie for our opening theme of The Sun is Scheduled to Come Out Tomorrow. Priya Davis for doing our amazing podcast branding, as well as M. Loper and Samuel Rarden for designing our Empty Bowl merchandise.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That is going to do it for this week. So until next time, as we always say on the Empty Bowl,
forget to drink the blue milk. It's best to just forget.
Just forget about it.